Keeping it real with Hamilton's property portfolio.
Hi, this is Simon, and welcome to today's episode of Keeping It Real with Hamilton's. Ian, today I'm going to tackle a subject that we notice is coming more and more prevalent as kids graduate from matric and we move into a new year, more storage space is required for homes, what have you, and that is tackling that overcluttered garage. Nothing says your home lacks storage but parking your cars outside when someone comes to view your house and seeing that your garage represents something more akin to an attic. So there's a couple of things that need to take place and to make this daunting task rather easy. The first thing is to get rid of anything you no longer use. After you've whittled down the contents of your garage, sort everything into groups, keep garden tools with garden tools, sports equipment with sports equipment, and items that are used together, store them together. So all your bra things, store them in one place so that they're not all over the place. Where possible, use some clear plastic storage containers. It's not important that you can actually see into them as long as you can label them, but sealed containers ensure that bugs don't infest your goods and that it remains generally dust-free. Get things onto the wall and off the floor. The garage storage and organization is getting things off the floor. Capitalize on wall space, and there is a number of options that people have available to them in this regard. So the first one is to use a pegboard. This is an old favorite we're all familiar with. You can hang things of various shapes and sizes. You can attach hooks in different places. The other one is some open shelving, whether they're tracked onto a wall-mounted system or onto a standalone track. That can also be of great assistance. Those can be purchased at your local home improvement store for reasonable prices. However, if you're going to park your car in your garage, you're going to actually want to look into something like closed cupboards, because you don't want to be greeted with the mess of paint tins and pesticides that clutter most suburban garages. So installing some sort of cupboards that you can close will keep your garage neat and tidy. And the other system you can go, if you really want to go out, is these individual and customized panel light systems that have unique ways to store bicycles, ladders, whatever the case may be, lawnmowers, and they're all custom made for particular garages. The last thing is to look up. The ceiling space is very underutilized in a lot of garages, but make sure that whatever you put up there, you orientate that it doesn't clap your garage door when it opens, because this is a problem that I've seen take place before where it's all neatly stored and it comes tumbling down. So you can fasten things like ladders to ceiling joists. You can use it to store sort of seasonal items like fans, Christmas trees, items that you don't use very often. And it's a really untapped space. And finally, Ian, some safety tips. If you're organizing your garage, make sure that your petrol or your lawnmower is safely stored. Pesticides are kept out of reach of children as well as your pets. And just be mindful that garages are predominantly where we store harmful and hazardous materials. So just ensure that those are kept well safe. I do hope that these organization skills will help you guys. And above all, it definitely helps with the resale of your home, because it creates the appeal that your home has sufficient storage, that it is an organized, cohesive home wherever the buyer may look. Thank you.
Hamilton's property portfolio offers our clients the boutique experience. This extends from our initial contact until transfer is concluded and incorporates a targeted marketing strategy, ensuring the best results for our clients. Should you wish to place your property on our portfolio, find a property, or would simply like a current market analysis, please contact us. For more about the boutique experience, visit hamiltons.co.za or find us on Facebook under Hamilton's Property Portfolio Garden Route.